We now return to Good Morning Greater Jackson. Once again, your hosts, Greg O'Connor and Rick Walton.
We did. We have opened a new office in November on South Wisner Street.
Okay.
And actually, Ann Arbor State Bank is from Ann Arbor.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, I know. You get the name, right?
I didn't get it. I thought it
was shocking development.
Yeah, so we are officially Ann Arbor State Bank Jackson.
Yeah.
We opened in 2009 in Ann Arbor with 17 employees, and as of now, we have 45. This is actually our first expansion, so we are the first off-site branch.
First outside branch,
yeah.
Ann Arbor State Bank.
Full service off-site branch.
Full service. That's
yes.
Really important to know that,
yes.
Too. Full service. Where are you guys located?
611 North Wisner.
North Wisner.
Yes.
And what do you do there?
I'm the branch manager.
Oh, okay. The branch manager. So
yeah. So I control the vault.
That's right.
Yes.
Is the vault always open?
No.
Okay. I should have said it. I get to share it.
It has a fancy code on it, too. So.
I thought they just left them open and closed them at night or something like
no.
that.
No.
Is there money in the vault?
Maybe a little.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe some.
That's one. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. I mean, is it a big walk-in vault? Do you still have those big walk-in vaults?
No. Not.
It's not like that anymore?
You're not surrounded.
No. It's not gold bars and coins and strap money when you walk into a room.
So if we come through the roof, they won't bring us up.
No. There's no roof entrance.
Okay.
There's lasers.
Lasers?
Yeah.
Will they hurt you?
I don't know, but you'd have to be acrobatic to be able to get through.
Well, I've watched all those shows.
I know. I'm sure you have.
I'm still pretty flexible. So what do you want to talk about?
Well, we just kind of wanted to give you an idea of what we have. So I'm going to let Aaron talk a little bit about the commercial side of banking, because Ann Arbor State Bank has had a commercial lending office in town for about 2.5 years.
Like 4 years.
4 years. Okay. She's been with the bank for 2.5 years, and her commercial customers actually drove the idea to open a full service branch here in Jackson because they asked for it. So that's why we're here. So we've been lending to Jackson for over 4 years.
Really?
Yes. So I will let Aaron tell you a little bit about that.
So we're going to talk now with Aaron Kennedy Nugent. Because she's a newlywed.
I am a newlywed.
That's right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You have a famous brother, Chad.
I knew you were going there. You know him just a little bit.
I know pretty well,
see
too.
Him every
That's
day.
Right. So, yeah, you've been here 2.5 years now, Aaron?
I have.
Wow.
I know. I was just saying that to Laura. I can't believe that. It's kind of flown.
It has. Have you lent a lot of money?
We have.
Have you?
We have, you know, quite a bit. We were just talking about that yesterday. It's amazing how fast we've grown and how much business we've obtained here and the need for more community type banks here. You know, it's Jackson, it's a smaller town, it's personal banking.
Right.
And that's why I've loved it so much and have grown with it. It's kind of how I was raised and know that type of business and how customers should be treated.
But you know, you talk about it in your notes here about you guys' unique approach.
Mm-hmm.
So what's so unique about it?
It's unique in a lot of ways, but I think we've taken it back a little bit more old school as far as when you walk in, there's no teller lines. The ladies that are there to help you are at a desk, so you take a seat. You're not in a rush. People really get to know you a little bit better, and I think that's kind of been one of our benefits.
Really? You don't have a teller window? You just go up and you sit down?
Yeah, there's two desks, and then there's kind of a little stand-up almost bar area where everybody seems to gravitate towards.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's nice.
So you think that people in this community should bank with you? You think that there's a reason why we should bank with you?
And absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And, you know, I know we touched on a little bit of the customer service, but our technology side of things is really great, too, because when we weren't physically here, we had to stay in touch with our customers. So we have the remote deposit machine that allows you to bank and do all your scanning from your desk if it's hard for you to get out of the office. Our mobile banking's really good. we have the ability, you know, to take pictures of checks and upload them, and then they're in your account the same day. So if you're traveling, and we know we don't have many locations or ATMs, so we do refund as much as we can of those per month to make it a little bit more easy on customers.
So I can take cash and remote scan it, goes into my account, put the cash in my pocket. Is that how that works?
Not cash, just check.
Not cash?
That'd be pretty nice.
Oh, I thought you really had something going there. I'll tell you that right now.
No, we wish.
I guess I get mixed. I'm glad to define that better. So your technology is really state of the art.
It really is, yeah.
And which social is media. On social media too, which is important, I think, for people to age.
We can't hear you if you don't talk into the microphone. That's a technology thing. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, no, technology, plus we do a lot of the social medias.
Right.
So Instagram, Facebook, I don't even know what Jen or Internet Web Guru
Internet
does.
Web banking.
Yeah, so...
Social media. We could have a whole program on that.
Oh, it's goodness.
Like, I've got people in our office that really know about that, and it just blows my mind. And you know, this Twitter thing, you want to follow somebody on Twitter. I'm not sure you understand it. Do you understand that, Lara?
I don't tweet, no.
What does tweeting mean?
I don't really know because I don't have time for it.
Okay.
I do my Facebook run, and that's it.
I wish I really understood this. And why do I want to – you have Facebook, then you have Twitter, and I want to follow you on Twitter so I can tweet you.
Yes.
That's – just to over my head.
You may tweet me, Rick.
Tweet you.
I'll get on just for you.
Okay. Well, do that, but I just like to figure it out first because I don't know what that means. But and I'm kind of on Twitter. They said, finish your account. I never have finished the account. I'm not sure. So whatever. So you guys want to lend money. You have money. You want people to deposit money with you.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, but the other thing that we want to tell you guys about is, which I think is unique to us, is that we offer a community room, which is now available for nonprofit organizations. It allows you to be able to come in and use our facility during or after business hours. You can seat up to 12. You have access to the kitchen and the restrooms and Wi-Fi. We have a projector on hand. So you just have to come to the office and or call the office for scheduling. So I think that's a huge benefit to the Jackson community. There's no charge.
Up to 12 people, you said?
Up to 12 people. We can put more chairs in if we need to, but we have a nice conference table that will fit 12.
Yeah.
So, but not limited to 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
Depends how close you are.
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. So what else do we know about you? Anything else we should know about you? Oh, how much can you borrow money for now? What's it down to?
What is our legal lending limit, or?
Well, I don't know. If you want to come in and borrow, buy a building tomorrow, and $300,000. You want to borrow $300,000 and buy a building. What kind of an interest rate can I get?
We'd let you do that. It all depends. That's kind of what's nice. Not everybody fits into a little box. We work with people. There's a lot of different components that it depends on. So there's nothing in particular at the moment.
Okay.
So.
What do you want to say? Because Greg's telling me we got to hurry it up.
Well, here, I'll let Lara finish it up. She likes to.
Okay, Lara, what's up?
Oh, nothing. We're here for your community. We want to help the community. So if you want, come and see us. Please check out our community room and call us for scheduling. And I mean, Ann Arbor State Bank's here, so we're ready.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being sponsored today. Appreciate it. Ann Arbor State Bank. Next up, the library.
Sarah Tankin's back, part two. Sarah is the new executive director of the Jackson District Library. Yay!
Yeah. Exciting.
So, Sarah, you've taken over for a couple months. How are things going?
I think things are going very well. The library's continuing to do all the good work we do and have nice locations for folks to come to and lots of programming and activities.
This is a big month, reading month.
It is. We've got reading activities at all of our locations. Each of the branches selected a different children's book or an author to highlight, and they've been doing a variety of activities all month. I know this weekend we have a Meet the Pet Day if people want to meet different breeds of dogs. And so just, you know, they've been really being creative with what kind of ways we're engaging families in reading.
How do you see the library going forward as you take over?
We've done a lot in the last few years with community engagement. We have a youth we've expanded our youth staff so that they're able to be out in the schools and involved with a lot of youth organizations. So I see us doing more outreach. We've also added some staff in our adult services area to also be engaged with businesses and other adults organizations that serve adults. So I really think the libraries, we won't be, a lot of our staff won't be in the libraries. They'll be out in the community more.
Mm-hmm. I guess breaking news, you've taken over the Storyfest operation.
The library has, Storyfest as an independent nonprofit has dissolved, and in the dissolution, they were really excited to be able to hand the assets over to the library so we can continue the Storyfest program, and we'll be doing that May 4th, 5th, and 6th this year.
So I want to ask you, how do you guys stay relevant? I mean, you think of I almost think of the library like video stores. You think, oh, my God, how are they going to survive anymore with everything that's online and everything else? How do you really stay relevant out there?
A few years ago, we, speaking of video stores, we had opened up access to our video collection, and it's now one of our highest circulating collections. But we also are seeing a lot more usage of our online resources. In the month of January, there was a 40% increase from the year before. So people are accessing us, maybe not always physically walking into a branch, but they're online using the resources that way. So I think that's where we're on social media, we're engaging people that way and directing them back to the resources through the website.
People still check out books?
People still do check out books. Last year we had over 1.2 million circulations of those physical and digital items.
Talk about your new, out at the Meyer Branch, the digital studio.
Hopefully everyone's been out to the Meyer Branch. If you haven't, please come out. We've had a really nice expansion there about a year and a half ago, and the digital studio was one of the features that we wanted to add. We have Apple computers with editing software, creation software, all kinds of fun things. People are really using it to do conversions of VHS and records to digital formats. We've had people filming commercials out there. There's a green wall, and there's video equipment available there at the studio. So people are really getting creative in the at the library and finding ways to work with technology.
So how do people access that?
If you call the branch and make an appointment, we have some digital techs out there that can really help teach someone how to use the equipment and the what's available there, the software, so they can set up an appointment so that you could have the lab to yourself to do the work that you want to do without being interrupted. So call for an appointment.
So reading month this month at the library.
Reading month this month. Next month we're doing our poetry award ceremony. We had over 1,200 poems entered in our contest. We're just in the process of announcing and notifying our winners, and we'll have an award ceremony on April 19th over at the middle school at Parkside Auditorium at 6 o'clock, and it's open to the community.
Thanks, Sarah. Good luck.
Thank you.
Your new job. Sarah Tackett, new executive director at the library. Angela Macknick.
Good morning. Thank you all for joining us. Thanks, Ted. Appreciate that. Good morning. Appreciate you all coming out this morning to join us. What a wonderful crowd this morning. Let's, as always, give a round of applause to Annette and to Brandon here at Bella Notte for providing us this wonderful breakfast. So thank you. And also want to thank our ambassadors. Again, those are the folks that you see at registration greeting you as you come in. We had Vernie Cassidy today with Life Effect Chiropractic and Total Wellness. They're sitting over here at the table. We had Adrian Davis with JOD Real Estate and Tammy Ferguson with Old National Bank. So thank you guys for your help this morning. And we've had some new chamber members, or we've had new members join us since we were together last month. We had the Special Olympics Area 19, Bob Evans on West Avenue, Hydraulic Systems, Inc., The Hunt Club, Action Environment, LLC, Mosaic Vintage Rentals, Makeup Geek, Remax Irish Hills, Good Forbia? I'll figure that one out. Consumers Energy Laboratory Services and Consumers Energy on Parnell Road. So let's welcome them to the chamber and give them a round of applause. And we continue to have events for all of our chamber members morning, afternoon, and evening. And so coming up in March, we still have one more event coming up on March 30th, which is our speed networking event hosted by Baker College at Airport Lanes. So if you want to come and meet people face-to-face, it is a very structured event. So we encourage you to sign up for that. And then coming up in April, we have lots of events still. We have a coffee with the chamber in the morning, a Leadership Jackson graduation sponsored by South Central Michigan Works, an economic lunch with Sock Box and Makeup Geek. Those are local entrepreneurs, so it'll be a great one to learn about some online retailers that have had wonderful success. And again, we'll be back for Good Morning Greater Jackson. So lots of opportunities to continue to network with us. Thanks. I know, lots of stuff going on, Ted. Thanks. All right, so I'm going to read through the long list of attendees today. So again, I thank you all for being here this morning. So we have Action Environment, LLC, American Red Cross, JOD Real Estate, Legal Shield, Life Effect Chiropractic, and Total Wellness, Old National Bank, Russell Decker, CP Federal Credit Union, Jackson County Prosecutor's Office, Christoph and Sons, United Way, Allegiance Health, Anderson Printing and Mailing, and Creative Promotions, Securian Financial Advisors of the Great Lakes, Jackson Anchor Initiative, Jackson Public Schools, Jackson Magazine, Flexible Staffing, Ellis Sharp Museum, Jackson Community Foundation, Big B Coffee on Horton Road, Northwest Community Schools, Willis and Macnick Financial Services, Johnson Sign Company, Capital Bank Card, Walton Reed Wealth Management, Michigan Community Credit Union, Service Master Absolute Home and Restoration, the Jackson County Sheriff's Office, and Dancy's Fancy Butter. So that is a wonderful list of members that have joined us this morning. So thank you very much. And we look forward to seeing you next month.
See you next month, April 26th. Put it on your calendar.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Good morning, Greater Jackson.